Detroit, that's your mobile.
Welcome to UJKT Mobile.
Anything new?
Sudden tariff gains.
You guys probably have a lot of dependency on stuff that comes in from other countries, huh?
Time around when it was just, you know, tariffs on China, but now we're not sure what to do.
I got a new computer before this could happen because I knew it was going to be during this period of time that I was going to need one, so it was a little early, but I went ahead and did it because it was a known quantity, whereas now everything's an unknown quantity, right?
There's nothing we see on the horizon, you know, me personally and our family, that we have to buy, you know, computer-wise or car or whatever. So, you know, luckily we don't have that uncertainty, but just everything else, you know, everything is going to get more expensive. So, yeah, we're looking at ways to cut back. We've already let go of the lawn care company and the house cleaner. So, you know, just save that money, and we're just going to, you know, eat out less to make time to do it ourselves at home. But, you know, just making some changes to kind of deal with the uncertainty coming up.
My wife said, you need to get back on that deck. And I said, not until I know more about what's going on. I'm replacing my back deck and buying the wood for it. I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that now or not. I just told her I'm waiting. I'm doing like a lot of it. That's what I talked to my buddy in Charlotte said. He said a lot of people are doing just that. They're just going to be waiting to see what happens. If it continues to drop, the ability to purchase continues to drop more and more like it does, like it has been doing for the past week, then I'll just be sitting on what I got, waiting out the storm.
I'm not aware that there was a lumber supply crunch or anything. Is that really the case now?
Using lumber, I'll be using the what is it, composite material. And then there's a lot of hardware and stuff like that that goes along with it. But, you know, it can be upwards of 10 to 20K, and it can double, really, really. I'm just going to wait till the storm settles instead of now that we're in the thick of it, instead of doing something now and then 2 months from now regretting what I did.
I keep hearing Wednesday is going to be a big day this week of announcing big tariffs, so I don't know if I'd be waiting. No, there's nothing that really, you know, we have to do right now, so, you know, other than just conserve cash, so that's kind of what we're doing.
Waiting, I'm saying waiting until this is all over with. Waiting until 2028, when this might end.
He's going to go for a third term, so I don't know if it'll be over in 2028.
There's another one. There's yet another unknown, right? Could be waiting until I'm in my grave, for all I know. I don't know.
I think if he takes a third term, you know, the price of lumber is going to be the least of our worries as a country.
There's only a handful of people that see that. That's what I was telling my buddy up there in Charlotte this morning. Why does nobody else see this? And he said he does not know. People don't pay. I don't know. When I was working all the time, I didn't pay any attention to politics. I didn't really know what was going on. I listened to what my dad said. I listened to what a few, like a boss or, you know, another coworker that was really, really into what was going on. And I would listen to them, but I never paid attention to the news every night, never really knew the intricate details. And I think that's the way the majority of the people are these days.
I mean, staying in the presidency by force, you know, ought to wake people up, or even if they're not paying attention, you know, that would be at least my thought.
Buddy up in North Carolina, what's going on? Why don't people see this? And he didn't have any really good answer. Him hauled around about it, but I don't know. I don't know how far it will have to go before the light switch comes on. You know, the proverbial light switch comes on. It may not ever come on. There is another path that it could go. That so much gets broken that when you get given, what do they call? There's some kind of syndrome. When a whole lot gets taken away. And it makes you really happy that some little tidbit gets given to you, and it gives you a total new perspective I forget what they, some kind of syndrome, but I can't remember what the name of that was. It's probably going to, because it goes so slow, it's probably going to be something similar to that.
Talking about, I can't think of the name for it either, but I think it really just boils down to this. Over the past 50 years or so, people have not really been able to do any better. And I actually did this exercise one time. I plotted real wages against inflation, and, people really haven't been able to improve their position since World War II. There was a period of prosperity after World War II where there was real wage growth, but there hasn't really been any real wage growth since the 1960s compared to inflation, which means people have just been on this hamster wheel for I guess, 80 years now, or 60 years now, and they're just so tired of not being able to get ahead that they're willing to just chuck out the entire system and take whatever may come in its place, even if it's not any better or even a lot worse. They just want to change so badly, and they don't feel like they've gotten it for 60 years, that they're just willing to set the whole place on fire and burn it down. That's the only thing I can think of that really, explains the mentality that I'm seeing in people right now.
I'm in my life when I had an epiphany, and right before the epiphany, I was at that place that you're describing. It was like, just break it. Just destroy it. And whatever gets back, maybe I'll have an opportunity to do better the second go around. But then later I had an epiphany and figured out, you know what, this isn't working for me. I have to do something different. And it took 6 years, but I did something different. And then it started working for me. But I can relate to what it is you're saying, because I was there at one point in my life. Not there now, but was there then. Anyway, I got to run into the cleaners and pick up the dry clean. I'll be back if you're still there when I get out. 72JKT, W4DJW.
Here, got plenty of time left. WTJKT.